You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on the Lutheran Hour. It's titled, Forgiveness for Your Failures. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
The tension was tight and everybody knew that something was going to happen. The Bible says that the Pharisees were testing Jesus. They were trying to trap him. These scheming legalists wanted to force Jesus to condemn a woman caught in the act of adultery. Jesus, however, simply refused to do so. This true story is not just more religious information. This story of Jesus forgiving the woman applies to anyone and everyone who has ever committed one single sin. And maybe this story of the adulterous woman applies to you also. If you have ever committed one single sin against God, this is a very, very serious matter. You see, the Bible says that whoever keeps the whole law, every one of the Ten Commandments, and yet stumbles in only one point, in only one commandment, let's say even the sin of gossip, then this person has become guilty of all. This is what the Bible says. And this is a very frightening thing to know, that you and I, because of one single sin, are under God's wrath and judgment. In Hebrews chapter 10, the Bible tells us it is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God. The Bible, however, also announces the good news. In 1 John chapter 1, the Bible says, if we say that we have no sin, we are only deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. However, if we confess our sins, God is faithful, the Bible says. God is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is indeed good news. This is God's gospel, which has the power to take away your guilt and unburden your conscience. This good news for you is also explained powerfully by an unforgettable Bible story. In the Gospel of John, we read that early one morning, Jesus came into the temple in Jerusalem. All the people were coming to him, and so he sat down and began to teach them. At that moment, the Bible says, the scribes and the Pharisees brought forth a woman, and they set her in front of Jesus. This woman had been caught in the act of adultery. The Pharisees then said to Jesus, Teacher, this woman has been caught in adultery, in the very act. Now, they said, in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Jesus, they said, what do you say? They were saying this, the Bible explains, in order to test Jesus, and in order that they might have grounds for accusing not the woman, but Jesus. Jesus, however, stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground, and when the Pharisees persisted in asking him, he straightened up and said to them, He who is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw a stone at this woman. Then Jesus stooped down again and wrote on the ground a second time. And when the self-righteous Pharisees heard Jesus' words, they began to leave one by one, and finally there was only Jesus and the woman left alone. Standing up, Jesus then said, Woman, where are they? Did no one condemn you? The woman answered, No one, Lord. Jesus then said to the woman, Neither do I condemn you. Go your way, and from now on, sin no more. When we first read this story from the Bible, we are tempted to point our own finger of condemnation. We see the Pharisees as a very treacherous, spiteful, hate-filled, and condemning group. However, if each of us is honest with ourselves, we have to confess to God that we have all, at one time or another, tried to condemn other people for their sin. At this very hour, we can be absolutely sure that someone in the listening audience of this broadcast is condemning their neighbor because they don't believe that their neighbors are raising their children properly. Others of us would like to have God condemn people down the street because they don't go to church, Still others of us, instead of looking at ourselves, we are watching and observing the work habits of others where we work, at the office or wherever, and we feel that they ought to be condemned too because of their laziness and how they act. This type of self-righteous and condemning attitude begins at a very early age. Angry condemnation and judgment of others frequently bursts out in high school because, you see, we are always ready and even eager to gossip about and to condemn others. When you and I do this, we are sinning grievously. This, then, is also why the story of Jesus forgiving the adulterous woman is such a wonderful lesson from the Bible. In every generation, this gospel message has brought healing and strength to countless heavy hearts and guilt-burdened souls. But there is also another key teaching in this same Bible story that is equally important but so often forgotten. The Bible says that the Pharisees brought the adulterous woman to Jesus in order to tempt Jesus and so that they might have grounds for accusing our Lord. Confrontation, therefore, between Jesus and the Pharisees was inevitable. You see, here is the problem. The Pharisees had changed, modified, and distorted the fundamental teachings of the entire Bible of that day, the Old Testament. Rather than teaching that the center of the Bible is God's love and forgiveness found in the coming Messiah, the scribes and the Pharisees instead reversed everything. They tipped everything upside down. Righteousness and religion, they claimed, begins with man and not with God. Salvation and forgiveness, they argued, must be earned by man. Grace and mercy is not, they insisted, a gracious gift which we receive from God, as Jesus so clearly and repeatedly emphasized. This distortion of the Pharisees tipped the entire Bible upside down and stood it on its head. It ripped the heart out of God's gospel of love, and consequently, the Pharisees made the message of God's word a burden instead of hope. All of this distortion greatly angered Jesus. The Pharisees were ripping out of the heart of the man in the street the only hope that he had. Without God's free forgiveness, all religion becomes an endless treadmill of do this and don't do that, and you better do this and you better not do that. Church then becomes repugnant. Worship becomes drudgery. And the young people especially, they flee from this stinking cesspool of spiritual corruption. As we see from the Bible, Jesus did not hesitate to condemn the legalistic Pharisees. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 23, we hear Jesus repeatedly saying, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees." And he repeats this in verse 15, and in verse 16, in verse 23, in verse 25, again in verse 27 and verse 29. Fools and blind men, this is what Jesus called these perverters of the Word of God. Jesus said, you search the Bible continuously. He was saying this to the Pharisees. And in the Bible, he said, you hope to find rules that will enable you to earn God's favor and eternal life. But then Jesus said, surprise! The purpose of the Bible is not to set forth rules, but to instead to testify of me. Everything in the entire Bible, everything focuses on Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul writes in the book of Colossians that in Jesus all things hold together. The Apostle John writes that these things, God's gospel words, have been written so that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, and that by believing this you may have life in his name. Oh, my dear friend, let this good news bring peace and joy to your heart. And also, as you struggle in your own life and as you wonder about some of your past mistakes, don't become discouraged. Yes, there may be others these days, like the Pharisees, who are trying to remind you of your past failures. God, however, never does this. Jesus is saying to you the same thing he said to the woman caught in the act of adultery. Neither do I condemn you. Go your way. Now, in saying this, Jesus did not look lightly at this woman's sins, nor is he looking lightly at your own failures in life. God does not desire that you or I become casual about sin and indifferent toward all future temptations. And so then, every time you are troubled because of your difficult relationship with your parents or with your brother or sister, simply refuse to let the devil get you down. And when you realize your frequent failures in family relationships, then turn for hope and strength to God's grace in Jesus Christ. The next time you are driving to your office or where you work, or when you have spare moments to think quietly, then consider what God wants for you and not what other people are always trying to force upon you, especially regarding religion. Keep going back to the story of Jesus' unconditional forgiveness of the adulterous woman. The Pharisees were pushing for condemnation and judgment. Jesus, however, showed love and forgiveness. And so then, when it comes to your faith and your future, and what God thinks about you, and what God is expecting from you, and how God is going to judge you on the last day, in all of this, always remember the story of the adulterous woman. This story does not show, I repeat, this story does not show that Jesus thinks lightly of sin. Instead, it is, as St. Paul explained, where sin exists, God's grace exists even more. My dear friend, God loves you with a love that no person can ever explain with human words. The only way that God's love can be truly explained is through the simple words of Jesus. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to die a bloody death on the cruel cross, so that now whoever believes in the sin and death-defeating power of Christ's resurrection, this person, by God's grace, shall not be cursed by their sin, but instead this person shall live a life that is everlasting. Oh, let the powerful seed of God's everlasting life be planted deeply into your heart, and may this seed of hope grow into a mighty tree of faith. And upon the branches of this tree, O Lord, let there appear fruits of the Spirit, which are love and joy, peace and patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, the Bible says, there is no law. Listen carefully then to God's message to you today. Others may try to condemn you for your past sins and failures, just like the Pharisees tried to condemn the adulterous woman. God's attitude, however, towards you is different, totally different. God knows that you've sinned, and he is now offering you help and hope through the healing and enabling power of his gospel. Turn away from your sin and turn toward your loving Heavenly Father today. God will help you. And God will give you a new start, and he will give you a new future filled with hope in Jesus Christ. God will forgive you all your sins and guarantee you a place in heaven. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.